Yeah, questions or a motion or?
With the chairman's permission, I am interested in possibly asking a question of Quentin in Region 4 in regards to a discussion we had about the 410-02s. Was that, it came out of the one working group, mainly out of Winnet, I understand, and also some out of Lewistown, to go to allow two tags to be used in 410. Is that during the shoulder season? Is that the 410-02? And then if you have a general license that was unused, you could use there? Correct me if I'm speaking wrong, Quentin.
Commissioner Stuker, Mr. Chairman, as I understand, and then I will hand it off to Corey, maybe I can, I understand that one of the comments that came forward during the public comment period was for those persons holding a 410-02, allow them to also use an unused general elk license for an antlerless elk whenever and wherever the 410-02 was valid. So that would be, the idea would be from the start of archery through February 15th as 410-02 is currently proposed. But that's the extent of my of what I think I understand. I know Corey's online and with your permission, would defer to him for greater insight here.
Thanks, Quentin. Commissioner Stuker, that's correct what Quentin just spoke of, the 410-02. The intent of the specifically is the Winnet ACES working group brought that forward. And it would be to mesh the 410-02 dates with a general license opportunity. If there's a hunter on the ground during any of that time, to use the general license to harvest a second elk if that opportunity was available.
Thank you. So a follow-up question. We have, if that's permissible, sir, with the some of the other 500 districts where we're talking going with a 005, would that be able to be used in those districts that are over objective and not meeting criteria? It would limit the number of hunters out there, but it would also possibly increase the take a load.
Commissioner Stuger, Mr. Chairman, if I understand correctly, that is what the 595 currently does. The 595 does that. If you have a 595 and an unused general license, you can also use the unused general license for an antlerless elk.
Thank you.
Just a quick question to Corey. Corey, it looks like the quota for those 410-02s is at 1,000. And so if the commission was to adopt this, what Commissioner Stuker is discussing, arguably there'd be, you know, that activation of that general license up to 1,000. Are you comfortable with that?
Chairman Colton, yes, we are. In our experience with those, the availability to use a second elk license, an opportunity to harvest that, typically you're talking 15% of folks that actually do that. And the intent there is also to harvest elk, which we need to harvest a lot of elk in that area. So yes, we're comfortable doing that.
Thank you. All right. Any further comments, questions, Commission?
I've debated on whether to open this can of worms, but I think I am going to. When the 900 archery was set up and the 920 bundles, there was some minor criteria set with it in regards to reviews. And I greatly appreciate what they did and their concerns and not knowing what would happen. So they did set the reviews up. Unfortunately, 2013 was the last year we did what was said in that motion, and that was they would be reviewed annually, and the end of 6 years, if they were not meeting objective, those meeting objective would continue. Those not meeting objective, there would have to be changes. Now, you can argue that 2013, we looked at it at the season biennials every year. We can argue we looked at it and made minor changes with the shoulder seasons. But we have passed the 6 years. And I don't think it would be right at this meeting to go in and address that without having public comment. So I'm not going to bring that portion up and suggest we do anything now. But I am going to say that I think being that was in the motion, it is something that the commission and the department needs to do moving forward. And if this is a one-year proposal, which I think it's going to be, and most of these are those 21 districts, a lot of those are in the ones that we're talking about in the shoulder seasons. And if you look at the at 21 that's in the bundle, I think 7 of them are at or close to objective. The other 14 are still increasing. I do think it was very successful for the archers. But again, we keep saying that if we made a promise to the people, we need to look at it. The other thing that's very interesting that I still have to figure out, when you go to the minutes, a motion and a second was made, but nothing was recorded on whether there was a passed vote. So now we're going back to the archives to see if we can find something on the voice that says what happened. I think it did pass, and it was just not caught when the minutes were approved. But that is something that I think we have to look at moving forward based on what that motion said, if we find out it was a motion that actually passed.
Commissioner Stuker.
Yeah, Quentin, I think I'd like the department's perspective on this, but the term objective in that general discussion is not tied to objectives as we define objectives in our management plans. We had a variety of decisions that roamed around that and setting permit levels. And I would really caution this idea that we ever set up an archery season as a tool for harvest. But Mr. Kugel, if you would please.
Mr. Chairman, that is correct. We can certainly look into that history as Commissioner Stuker alludes to it. But yeah, the archery harvest does not, at a statewide scale, at a local scale, does not represent the primary fundamental piece of population control, just the nature of the beast. And those 900 archery licenses have never been dedicated to population control. Some might remember that there was another batch of archery licenses for antlerless elk only. And it was extremely lightly subscribed and even less applied as it relates to harvested elk. And so the commission in fairly short order dropped it.